We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emails at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. Thank those that have become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything's inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder and chair of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aginati Marandasya Ganana Salakya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dirati Swaparanti Kam. Today our topic is walk without fear. Would you agree with me that today fear is pretty fairly widespread? Everybody's afraid of something. According to psychologists, we're born with two fears already present, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. It doesn't take us long, however, to accumulate other fears. Fear of the dark, fear of lightning and thunder, fear of closed spaces, fear of trains, planes, fear of flying. A Reader's Digest article was written by a lady whose family gathered around the TV to witness the arrival of Pope John Paul II to the United States of America. As they watched, the Pope stepped down from the plane and symbolically leaned down to kiss the ground. This lady's 80-year-old mother piped up, "I know just how he feels. I hate to fly too." Fear is a universal emotion. Many of us, unfortunately, are conditioned and bound up by our fears. This is a hostile world for us. Everywhere we look, we see death and decay. We're afraid. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, real independence means complete fearlessness through faith in the mercy of the Lord without dependence on the conditions of matter. What does this mean? It means you choose to live in fear or you can choose to live in faith. All through the day, we have the choice to believe that Krishna, God, is in control, taking care of us, and has good things in our future. Or we can go around worried, expecting the worst, wondering if we're going to make it. I hear people say, "Well, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. I'm afraid this marriage isn't going to last. I'm afraid my child's going to get mixed up with the wrong people." What they're doing is choosing fear instead of faith. Fear and faith both ask us to believe something is going to happen that we have no control over. Fear says, believe the negative. That pain in your side, remember that your grandmother died from the same thing. Faith says, "I just had too much for dinner. It's only temporary." Fear says, business is slow, it's going under. Faith says, Krishna will supply all of my needs. Fear says, you've been through too much, you're never going to be happy. Faith says, your best days are still out in front of you. What we meditate upon is going to take root. If you let it play again and again and again in your mind, it's going to become a reality. The thing that you fear will come to pass. My suggestion is switch over from fear to faith. Play the movie of faith over and over again in your mind. Let images of prosperity, of joy, peace, and love revolve again and again and again and again. Sometimes we feel it's too good to be true. But I'm here to tell you that with Krishna or God, all things are possible. When you start thinking that these good things are going to come to an end, that they can't last, remember that Krishna or God is without any limits. For those who keep Him first place, He's promised to take you from glory to glory, from victory to victory. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we opened this Spanish Fork temple 18 years ago to this day, June 23rd, we couldn't believe our good fortune. We thought, how in the world did we get here? We had to pinch ourselves to make sure that we weren't dreaming. Since then, we've built another temple in Salt Lake City. We've had the Festival of Colors for the last 24 years. Technology has taken this little local 1480 AM radio station and made it available all over the world, wherever there's Wi-Fi. I'm telling you, today, there's no end in sight. Things are just going to get better and better and better. Now, here's the key. A servant of a rich man will know favor unlimitedly and unendingly as long as his master, the rich man, is prosperous. We can be confident because our master's prosperity is unlimited. He lives eternally. We can be confident that as his servants, our prosperity also has no limits to be put on it. It's like the psalmist said, goodness and mercy shall, with complete confidence, follow me all the days of my life. Why? Because the source is unlimited. That's choosing faith instead of fear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Fear causes you to tell yourself it's not going to work out, to make plans for defeat, to cringe in your thought life, to stay awake worried at night, to lose your joy. If you keep worrying about this and mulling over all the reasons why it's not going to work out, here's a newsflash for you. It's not going to work out. If you will trust Krishna, use that same energy to believe, then Krishna's going to turn it around, cause it to work to your advantage. If you trust him, he's not only going to bring you out of that troubles, but he's going to bring you out better than you were before. Prabhupada says here, hearing about and glorifying the Lord are identical with the transcendental nature of the Lord. By so doing, one will always be in the association of the Lord. This brings freedom from all sorts of fear. Today, there are so many potential worries. We hear about cancer, economy, terrorists, gangs, wayward children. Our encouragement today is don't use your energy to worry. Use the same amount of energy to believe and to associate with the unlimited Lord through his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After all, it's just as easy to say Krishna is supplying all of my needs as to say I'm never going to make it. Takes the same effort to say I'm going to live a long, healthy life as to say I don't think I'm ever going to get well. Your concern about getting laid off, it may be valid, but you can't go around meditating upon that. You can't go around expecting it. Go ahead and work, be your best, and don't worry. If you lose that job, a better job will open up before you. If that door slams in your face, Krishna will open up a better door. In the meantime, send out your resumes. Work hard, be your best. Take a course at night. Get a good night's sleep, knowing that you've done everything that you can do, and now the result is up to Krishna. If we're pessimistic about everything, that's also faith. It's just faith working in reverse. I'll never get the breaks. That's a statement of faith. Faith goes to work and makes it happen. Why not use your faith to think, Lord, my life is in your hands. You're guiding and directing my steps. I'm not expecting defeat. I'm not expecting failure. I'm pumped up for victory. I'm not going under. I'm going to go over. Oh, true. Well, what if I'm faithful and nothing happens? What if you're faithful and good things do happen? Let me ask you today, are you using your energy to worry or are you using your energy to expect Krishna's favor? Not too long ago, the city of San Francisco celebrated the anniversary of opening its famous Golden Gate Bridge. And we're told that when the bridge was first being built, there were no safety devices to protect the workers. 23 men fell to their deaths. Later, during the course of the construction, a huge safety net was installed at a cost of $100,000. At least 10 men fell into the new net in the weeks that followed, but nobody was injured. Now, what's really interesting, the reason that I share this with you, is that once the men were able to work without fear, the construction of the bridge progressed 50% faster than before. And what do we learn from that? No one rises to low expectations. If you don't expect to die when you fall, you work better. Similarly, don't expect your children to cause problems. Expect them to excel. Expect them to do great things in life. Your children are going to rise to the level of your expectations. If you expect them to give you a lot of trouble, if you expect them not to amount to much, then you're putting faith into your fears. Too many people today are going around expecting the worst. People are talked into on the internet, Facebook, and the news, and the newspapers. They're talked into expecting a bad future. They're listening to all the chatter out there. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not giving into that. I'm expecting to have a great future. I'm expecting Krishna to prosper and to multiply our temples. I'm expecting every bad situation to turn around. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now I'm 72. When I was in my 20s, people told me, Charu, wait till you get into your 30s. Bad things happen in your 30s. When I was in my 30s, they said, Charu, wait till you get into your 40s. That's when it really hits the fan. And when I was in my 40s, they said, Charu, wait till you get to be 50. Then you can expect the sky to fall in. And when I got in my 50s, they said, well, 60 is when it really starts to go downhill. When I was single, everybody said, wait till you get married. That's when your troubles will start. I heard about a young man, he got married, and the priest gave an apparent benediction. He said, congratulations, young man, you're at the end of all of your problems. He came back a year later, he was going to beat up the priest. He said, you said I was at the end of all of my problems. The priest said, yeah, but I didn't say which end. Well, I've been married for 49 years. Things have just gotten better and better. And I'm expecting my best days are still ahead. I haven't listened to those people who have predicted that mediocrity will weigh me down. To stay in faith, one of the key elements is to be careful who you listen to. Fear is contagious. We can catch other people's emotions just like we catch a cold. I heard about some coworkers, they decided to play a joke. And when their other coworker came into work, one of the coworkers said, did you get much sleep last night? He said, yeah, fine, I got plenty of sleep. Then another coworker said, you look a little pale today. Are you feeling okay? He said, yeah, I'm feeling okay. And then another coworker said, can I feel your forehead? Gosh, it seems like you're burning up. At 11 o'clock in the morning, went home to bed, said he was feeling sick. All because of a joke that they were playing on him. If your friends all around you are predicting doom and gloom, my suggestion is find some new friends. If you stay around them long enough, you're going to catch what they have. You shouldn't go to lunch every day with people who are crying the blues, talking about how bad the economy is, how insensitive the boss is. Some of us have to be around people like that. We don't have a choice. When we're not around them, we need to counteract their negativity by taking heavy doses of faith. That's one of the reasons we chant morning and evening, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are also so many of Prabhupada's books. There are CDs, there are tapes that you can listen to while you're jogging or when you're on the commute back and forth to work. Take heavy doses of faith. Fill your mind with thoughts of victory. Be careful what you let in. Be careful what you allow yourself to be talked into. We get up in the morning, turn the radio on, it's bad news. We hear more of the same during the commute. We go to lunch with people who talk about how bad it is. Before we know it, we're living a defeated life. We're dragging through the day. I'm asking you, don't be like that coworker who went home sick. Don't eke your way through life because your friends have lost their gusto. Experts may have one report, but we have another report that says we're blessed, prosperous, talented, creative, well able. Be careful that you don't get worn down and start thinking it's okay to fail. It's happening to everybody. It's just a matter of time before I lose my house. It's just a matter of time before I get laid off. I wonder when my health is going to go down. Turn that off. Pick up the remote, turn it to the channel of victory. As you can be talked into having a bad future, you can also be talked into having a great future. Fear is contagious, it's true, but the good news is faith is also contagious. Joy is contagious. Peace is contagious. When you come to the temple on a Sunday afternoon, I can assure you what you're catching is not defeat. You're not catching despair. You're not catching worry. You're not catching stress or anxiety. What we're throwing out is victory. We're throwing out success. We're throwing out glory. Now, I hope that you're catching that. We have to warn you, when you visit the temple, we're radioactive. You're getting stronger. The more you come here, you can't help but be infected by more joy, more peace. Your faith is increasing. This is what we call sadhu sangha. And sometimes you've had a hard week. You've been beaten up left, right, and center. You don't feel like coming to the temple. Can I tell you, that's when you need to come to the temple more than ever. That's when you more than ever need someone speaking faith into you. We all know that a single page of the phone book can be torn easily. But if you have all the pages combined in the full volume of a phone book, even the strongest man cannot tear it apart. Combined association is what gives us strength. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A word about the nature of fear. Fear is like fog. Fear obscures your vision. It makes things look worse than they actually are. Did you know the dense fog that can cover 7 city blocks is 100 feet thick? The amount of moisture that it takes to create that much fog can be contained within 1 water glass. It may look big, it may look intimidating. The fact is, there's really not much to it. It's a bunch of vapors that would just fit into a small glass. When fear comes, marriage is not going to work out. Kids are not going to turn out right. You look that fear in the face and you say, you may look impressive, but I know there's nothing really to you. You're just like a fog. Sometimes you get socked in at the airport. Planes are delayed. People are talking about how thick it is, how bad it is. But once you take off, 15 seconds later, you puncture through the fog. You're in the bright, clear blue sky, and you look down, and that fog that has socked in your city really isn't that impressive after all. Its bark is worse than its bite. The foggy, fearful parts of your life may look permanent. Hey, let's apply knowledge to know they're really just temporary. They may affect a part of my life now that the sun is still shining, and I know it's just a matter of time before the fog dissipates. Fear is paralyzing. Fear is contagious. You've all heard the story of Chicken Little. She got hit on the head when a cabbage fell. She concluded that the sky was falling. Crazed with terror, she began to run here and there. By and by, she met Henrietta Penny and told her the fearful story. Seized by a panic, Henrietta also began to run. Soon, all the chickens in the barnyard were involved in the stampede. At last, they met Mr. Fox, who offered them refuge in his den. When, in their panic, they accepted, Mr. Fox ate them all. Such is the infectious, destructive nature of fear. No wonder Churchill said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Here, Prabhupada said, Krishna doesn't like his sincere devotees to suffer frustration or depression. Do not fear on that account. Krishna has got some plan for you. Always be excited in that way. Very soon, he will provide everything to your heart's desire. Negative thoughts turn into negative imaginations. If you allow it, a small fear will play out of proportion. I ate too much for dinner. Have a small pain in your side. Don't blow it out of proportion thinking that it's cancer. My mother had it. My grandmother had it. Now it's my time. In your mind's eye, be careful, because before long, you'll see yourself dwindling away, no longer able to take care of your children. You'll see yourself bedridden. You'll see yourself in the hospital. You'll see yourself at your own funeral. Hey, just don't go there. Don't start playing that channel. Don't let those negative pictures play on the movie screen of your mind. Take up the remote control, change the channel. I heard about a lady on a hot day. She exited the grocery store. She put her bags in the car with the windows up. And then she went back into the store to pick up something that she'd forgotten. She returned. She got back in the car, slammed the door. It's quite hot in there. She started the ignition, and she heard this pop. She felt something hit the back of her head. She reached there and she felt a pulpy, mushy substance. And she started screaming, "I've been shot! I've been shot! Help someone! I've been shot! My brains are leaking out of the back of my head." She's holding what she thought are her brains, trying to keep them inside of her head. And a stranger sauntered up to her driver's side window and he said, "Lady, you haven't been shot. It was just the hot atmosphere inside of your car caused the Pillsbury dough canister to explode. And it hit the back of your head." We can take a message from this story that if you're going to let your imagination run wild, then at least let it run wild in the right direction. Put on the movie of your mind accomplishing your dreams. Show the scene of you overcoming that obstacle. See yourself prosperous, rising higher and higher. See your family restored. See your children excelling, fulfilling your destiny. It is said that devotees trust in the Lord and they trust in His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some of us today feel like we've been shot. I'm here to tell you it's not what you think. It's just a loud noise. This too shall pass. Put on the right channel. Cast down those wrong imaginations. Don't let those negative pictures play on the movie screen of your mind. You've got the remote control. Change the channel. Don't be talked into having a down future. Go to that place and associate with those people in which you'll be talked into having an up future, a victorious future, a great future. There is no obstacle too big for you. There is no enemy too powerful. You and Krishna are a majority. You may not see how it can happen, but don't use your energy to worry. Use your energy to believe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna's brought you through in the past. He's going to bring you through in the future. Surround yourself with people of faith, people who speak victory into you. If you'll be disciplined in your thought life and learn to choose faith instead of fear, you're going to overcome every obstacle, defeat every enemy, accomplish every dream that Krishna has put into your heart in this life and in the next life. You're going to go back home, back to Godhead. Thanks very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.